Let's take a look at the first verse in the book of Revelation. It says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John." I was reading a book about North American Christians and Bible prophecy the other day when I stumbled across a statement that really made me stop and think. The author was talking about America's fascination with last day events and how it's hard to talk about Christmas if you specialize in Bible prophecy. Personally, I disagree with that statement because the birth of Christ is one of the most prophesied events in the Bible. But that's not really the point. Let me share the statement with you, and then I want you to think about it. The book said, "Silent night doesn't sit well with the tribulation. And some Bible prophecy enthusiasts are so busy trying to identify false Christs that they barely have time to celebrate the real one." As much as I hate to admit it, the author has a pretty good point. Sometimes Christians get so caught up in the scary parts of the book of Revelation that they miss the central theme. If you look at the very first verse, it tells us that the last book of the Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not primarily about demons or bulls full of God's wrath or a beast that crawls up out of the sea, although those are certainly important parts of the story. The central theme of Revelation isn't wickedness or spiritual Babylon. As John begins to write the final prophecies of the Bible, he sets the stage for a proper perspective on his book. It begins with a vision of Jesus Christ, with a picture of Jesus standing among seven golden candlesticks, which represent the churches of all ages, right down from the early apostolic church to the people who live in the moments just before Jesus comes. If you lose sight of that perspective, if you lose sight of the fact that the central theme is Christ, you're not going to really understand the message of that book. The dramatic and vivid descriptions you find in Revelation are pretty captivating stuff, and they're important to study, but not out of context. If you find yourself spending more time wondering who the Antichrist is and looking around you for the citizens of spiritual Babylon than you do in building an actual relationship with Jesus, you've pretty much missed the point. Your approach to Bible prophecy is unbalanced, and you'll quickly fall into the trap of pointing fingers and living a paranoid existence. I've actually had a number of people tell me, after they took up studying world events and prophecy, that they had trouble sleeping because of all the terrible things going on around them. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that the prophetic books of the Bible are absolutely critical, and in thousands of years they've proven to be unreservedly accurate. We'd be fools not to study them and pay careful attention. But again, if you fail to notice that the most important issue is building a personal relationship with God, you'll end up with a head full of prophetic trivia and not much else. And that's why Christ-centered Bible study, in the light of the cross and the character of God, is just a better way to live.